Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this. I always forget the day. I'm just getting old. October 7th. It just goes by so darn fast. Thursday. I do know that. It's Thursday. And this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. John Munson is joining me in our studios, and Rhonda Fanning has a special announcement coming up in just a moment. We thank you very much for supporting us, and we want to thank everyone who's a sustainer or who has already contributed during this pledge drive or regularly by mail. As a nonprofit public service radio station, we do rely on you for a large chunk of our income, nearly 40, did you get that? 40%. So you're important. If you haven't given yet, now is the time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Mr. John Munson is joining me in our downtown Milwaukee studios. Hello, John.
Kathleen, it seems like only yesterday it was October 6th. We had
1965.
We had a goal. We had a goal last hour of 50 pledges, and ding, 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 we made it. It was a great hour. Okay, so our reward for that is we have a little bigger rock to push up the hill in this hour of 80 pledges. 80 pledges by 11 o'clock
we're gonna
today.
Oh, we're going to do that. We'll do that.
When we meet that goal, we'll ensure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money we need to fund informative programs like this in the months to come. We're really good at that nonprofit part. We excel at nonprofit. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us meet this goal this hour.
And this hour is a wonderful hour because in just a moment, Nancy Pearl will be joining us. Nancy has been with us from the beginning of her Book Lust series, and we have a special gift for you. And we have an announcement, too, that I've asked Rhonda Fanning because she's been working on all these details about. It's kind of Nancy Pearl month for us about our broadcast that will take place at the museum and what we would like to give you this hour. So Rhonda Fanning, also librarian / producer extraordinaire of this program, is with us. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
So this hour, Nancy Pearl will be on. She has a new book out in the Book Lust series. This one is called Book Lust to Go, recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. So anyone who pledges at that $120 level this hour is going to get a copy of the book. And we're going to take those copies to the museum on October 21st. If you're there, you can meet and have Nancy sign a copy of your book. But if you're not able to make it, we're still going to take the books down, have them signed, and then we will send them to you. So this is a great hour to pledge at that $120 level. You can get a copy of the book and get it signed by Nancy.
Is that good?
That's really good. That's amazing. Yeah. That's Nancy's book for a pledge of $120. The important thing, make that gift right now. Any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving just takes a few minutes of your time. Thank you, Rhonda, very much for being with us. It's going to be a great month. We're going to have a great time at the museum as well. If you'd like to give now, and we hope you will, all you have to do is give us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay using your credit card will save time and postage and paper, or you may want to consider signing up for EFT, you know, that electronic funds transfer from your bank account, which would save even more time, postage and paper. At any rate, here's how you do it, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is your companion all day long. Whether you wake up with us, ride to work or errands with us, cook dinner with us, listen at home or at work, well, you get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio would not be what it is. Let me repeat that. Wisconsin Public Radio would not be what it is without your support. You make it happen at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I guess it could be said we wouldn't be anything without your support, would we?
Well, we'd be something. We just wouldn't be what we are.
What would we be?
I didn't know this was going to be an existential conversation, Kathleen.
They always
are. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
pledge $120, and we're very happy to send you Nancy's book. And Nancy just doesn't have a travel book. This is a book. It is so interestingly done, and it's fiction and nonfiction books of countries all over the world. It's just very unique, and Nancy's going to be with us in just a moment to talk about this book and give you recommendations. So pledge this hour. Pledge because of Nancy to have this extraordinary librarian who's with us so often. Please pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're leaving me, John?
Yes.
Okay.
You have a show to do.
Okay, goodbye. John Munson with us. Nancy Pearl is joining us now, and we are happy to have Nancy with us once again. May I remind you that our goal is 80 pledges this hour, and we have our first pledge in for $5, which is terrific. So we're on our way, and we're going to send you. And let me repeat that you can get the book signed if you're coming to the librarian extravaganza at the Milwaukee Art Museum October 21st. Nancy will sign that book in person, but she will sign all of the books that are when you pledge for $120, and then we will send them to you with her signature. All right, here we go with Nancy. Nancy is the author of so many books. The latest, as Rhonda mentioned, Book Lust to Go, recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. And it's fiction and nonfiction and put together in a way that is very, very creative. Nancy is kind of the librarian of the country. You hear her frequently. She was on Morning Edition this morning. She has worked as a librarian and bookseller in Detroit, Tulsa, and Seattle. She remembers so many books. She started, I always mention this because I thought it was one of those ideas that was just terrific, if all Seattle read the same book, which spread all over the country. She's the former executive director of the Washington Center for the Book. In 2004, she was the 50th winner of the Women's National Book Association Award for her extraordinary contribution to the world of books. She is the author of Book Lust to Go, Book Crush Journal, Book Crush, More Book Lust Journal. Now Read This, A Guide to Mainstream Fiction from 1990 to 2001, and then 1978 to 1998. And we're just delighted to have her with us. Here's our on-air phone number, 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi. So nice to have you on the air again.
And I'm so excited about doing a live show with you and coming to Milwaukee and going to the Art Museum.
I know. Have you been to the Art Museum?
No.
Oh, Nancy, it's beautiful.
That's what I understand.
You're going to love it. The space is just extraordinary. And I feel like we're having a Nancy Pearl month here on public radio.
Yeah,
so we're going to have fun.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I love the new book.
Oh, good.
You put it together always in such an inventive fashion. But you know, it's interesting. You start the first sentence is, I am not an enthusiastic traveler. It's hard to believe considering what you've done with this book. And I would think of you as being a woman who has been all over the world many times over.
Well, you know, I have done a lot of traveling because of the books that
right.
I've written. But I'm somebody who I enjoy doing what I'm doing when I get there, but the whole traveling, and I'm just like stymied to plan itineraries. I mean, I can't, and then I get anxious leaving my house and all those things adding together. So people might say, well, how come, you know, why does she feel that she can write a book like this? Because she's never been to many of these places, most of the places. And I would say, on the one hand, you're right. But on the other hand, I'm exactly the right person to write this book because I've been to all these places through the books that I've read. And you know, Kathleen, every book is set somewhere, whether it's a planet, Mars or the Earth or Middle Earth. But I wanted to pick out books for Book Lust to Go that had a sense of there-ness to them, so that when you read it, you felt like you were there.
Right. And you've you always pick books that I don't even know where you find them, but you pick nonfiction and fiction, and you've included titles. They're easier to find now because of the internet, you say, but the books are,
yes,
the titles are in print and they're out of print, but you're, what you look at, the number of books and the sources you have are phenomenal.
Well, this is the hardest book to write because I had already included, I've always loved reading Armchair Travel, and I've always loved reading explorers' tales and fiction set in different countries. And so I included a lot of those, the most obvious ones in Booklust and More Booklust. So when I decided to do Booklust to Go, I didn't want to re-include all of those earlier books because that wouldn't be fair to the, the person who bought the book or read the book from the library. So I spent 2 years trolling used bookstores and new bookstores, travel sections, the 900s at every library I visited, and looking for books that I then read and wanted to include.
And we should tell people that these are not travel guides to these areas.
Right. Yes. I don't assess, which is better, the DK guides or Frommer's or Fodor's. I don't talk about that at all. I talk about just really good, like if you were going to Florence, for example, and this is a question we always get in libraries and bookstores. Like, what should I read? I'm going to the Guernsey Islands.
Yep.
What should I read? And so this is a book that answers that question. And because it's one of the Booklust books, it is arranged somewhat by in quirky categories.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a little quirky, and that's what we love about you. It's okay to be quirky. And it's not only what should I read, I'm going to these places, what should I read, I can't go to these places.
Yes, true. Oh, yes, so true.
Yeah, I love the titles here. Well, I don't even know where to start, so I'll be selfish and start with Ireland, which is my favorite country on earth. Other than, I'm happy to be living here, but I really love Ireland. And I love the way you start the recommendations, because let's just say we read James Joyce. I mean, let's just say we read him. All right? And then we can carry on.
Right, right. And then go on to all the other great Irish writers. Yes, you can read Ulysses, and that's a great portrait of Dublin, but there are so many other terrific books. Nuala O'Fuaillan's book, I don't have a copy of my book in front of me. Well, she has two books. One is a memoir called Are You Somebody, which is great. And then My Dream of You, which is set in Ireland, too. So one nonfiction, one fiction. Then A Star Called Henry, which is a wonderful, wonderful beginning of a trilogy, first book in a trilogy. They're all available now, which is really a history of Ireland from about the 1900s through maybe the 1920s. And the main character is trained to be an IRA terrorist.
Mm.
But this is a century ago. And Roddy Doyle's writing is so wonderful in this book.
How do you pronounce her name again? I have two of her books, actually, and I haven't read them yet.
I got to interview her. That's the only
reason
I know how to pronounce. Yes, a few years before she died.
Oh. O'Fuaillan, is that how you say it?
Nuala.
Nuala O'Fuaillan.
No, O'Fuaillan.
O'Fuaillan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to read that now.
You have to read the novel. It's one of the things I learned in writing this book is that it's very hard to write a novel about a place without including some sense of the politics of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in this book, in that novel especially, which is the one I liked the most, I think, even better than the memoir, which I enjoyed, and I think other people will enjoy it a lot because she's such a good writer. But what I liked about it is that she showed Ireland at a present, it's set in the 1850s and also in the present time,
mm-hmm.
and goes back and forth between the stories of two women.
Hmm. All right, I'll read it. Are you, this is pretty simple, but sometimes people describe themselves as either being a locked in land kind of person or a mountain person or an ocean person or a lake person. Do you fall into any of those categories? And so you would have a bias at all in looking at parts of the world that fit what you thought was heaven?
No.
No.
I have to say, I'm fascinated by mountain climbing adventures. So there's a section in Book Lust to Go called Climb Every Mountain, which is books. And that's in addition to all the books in Book Lust and more Book Lust that were about mountain climbing. So it just, so I always say to people, you know, if you're going to email me, and I do include my email in the book, my email address, if you're going to email me to complain that I didn't include a particular book, be sure to check Book Lust and more Book Lust first, because the chances are pretty decent that I did include that in those earlier books.
Nancy Pearl is our guest, and we welcome your phone calls for Nancy. Please join our on-air conversation. We're going to be spending a lot of time, to our great delight, with Nancy. We're doing this special remote broadcast and inviting you to come to it doesn't get better than this, a book club with Nancy Pearl at the Milwaukee Art Museum with Laurie Winters. Nancy, you're going to love Laurie Winters as well, who brings all the great exhibits to the Milwaukee Art Museum. So we're going to be in this gorgeous space with two wonderful people. Oh, more than two, because you're wonderful people who will be there. And we're going to have desserts, and we're going to talk to each other about books. Ooh, it will be good. October 21st. And so that's coming up pretty soon, actually. Nancy's on a tour for her book, and so she'll be talking about this book, but also about many other books. So please join us for that event. If you are thinking about going someplace, or you're going someplace and you want Nancy to answer the question, what should I read? Or if you're not going anywhere and you'd like to go via virtual trips, and you would like a suggestion of what you should read, you would like to go to Africa, but you don't, maybe you won't, but you want to read about it. Nancy's your person. Please call with your on-air questions. 800-486-8655 is our number, and lines are open for you right now. 800-486-8655. Our email address, talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. So please join us on air. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Just a reminder that we're in our fall pledge drive, and Nancy's book, for those of you who can pledge $120, she will sign your book at the museum if you're coming to the museum, but she will sign all the books that will go to people who pledge during this hour. Book Lust to Go, recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. Just to give you a little sampling of what she's included in this book, because it is kind of quirky. All Set for Alaska, Albania, American Girls, and Anglophiles Literary Pilgrimage, Approaching Appalachia, Arabia Deserta, Armenia, Borneo, Boston, Botswana, Brazil, Hail Columbia, Hawaii, Hiking the You Fill in the Blank Trail, Hong Kong, Iceland, Jordan, Just So Much Greek to Me, Scenes from Sri Lanka, Scotland, See the Sea, Siberian Chills, Traveler's Tales in Verse, Travel to Imaginary Places, Where in the World Should These Books Go, and more. It's a wonderful book. All right, let's go to Chris. Did I give you the number for pledge? I don't even know if I did that. 888-202-2552. I should do that. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Chris is our first caller, Nancy, from Kewaunee. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you today?
All right, you?
Good, very good.
Good.
Wonderful weather. I'm calling because my sister-in-law, Teresa, and I, we took my mother to Ireland. It was her dream come true. And we're now planning a trip to Scotland, probably within the next 3 years. We're not sure if my brother, my sister-in-law's husband, if he's going to come along or not. It might just be the two of us. So what should we read as we get ready and plan this trip?
Well, one of the, you have to read Sir Walter Scott because, you know, I hate to say it, and there are like a gazillion volumes that he wrote, but at least read Rob Roy or, you know, one of his other best well-known novels to just give you a sense of Scottish history. Contemporary Scottish literature, there's a lot, and a lot of it is mysteries. So there are, and the mysteries tend to be very not particularly uplifting. So you know, there's two ways of approaching it. But really, Walter Scott, I think, will give you a good sense of that. And I didn't include this book in Booklust to Go, but and Mary Queen of Scots.
Yes.
There's a new biography of her, or a newish biography, which you have to read too, because that will give you all that stuff about Robert Bruce and you'll have a great time.
Do you know offhand who wrote that, Nancy?
No.
All right, she'll be able to tell you in a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Have fun.
Thanks.
It's nice to be thinking in terms of going 3 years from now, too, because she has plenty of time to read.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. The earlier you start going to your library or bookstore with a reading, you know, a list of where you want to go, and then, you know, borrowing their copy of Booklust to Go and looking it up, if you can't buy your own, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Dawn in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I'm planning to go to Ghana in December to meet my boyfriend's parents. Mm. I'm really hoping to impress.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
gosh, Ghana. Kathleen, is there a section? You have the book.
I don't think there is. Why don't you just do Africa, the greenest continent?
West Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, West Africa. Yeah, absolutely. A book to read about West Africa, my favorite book about West Africa, is called, actually, Travels in West Africa.
Hey.
And it's written by, was written in the 1860s, and it's about Mary Kingsley, who just fell in love with Africa. She was a, you know, upper-class British woman, fell in love with Africa. After her parents died and her brother died, she was finally free, as you know some of those Victorian women were, and went to West Africa, and she writes about her travels there, and it's just so interesting to read. There's one line where she says, today we're going upriver to say hello to the cannibals.
Oh, goodness.
But there is a big section in Booklust to Go on, for example, Mali.
Okay.
Timbuktu. I had a friend who went to Mali only so that she could say afterwards forever, you know, if somebody ever says, well, go to Timbuktu, she could say, I did.
That'll take you a long way. So you haven't met his parents before, Dawn?
No.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
I can understand that.
Right.
Well, I'm afraid of looking like a snobby American, so I just really want to be, you know, cultured and ready to go. And
Well, take a look at Booklust to Go and look up that the Africa section.
Okay, thank you so much.
And you don't sound anything like a snobby American, Dawn.
No. And email me if you can't find anything, and I will find some books for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And what's your email, Nancy?
It's just nancy@nancypearl.com.
Well, all right. That's easy.
And Kathleen, do you know what I've been doing that's so much fun?
No.
I've been tweeting.
No, you have?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, you're embarrassing me.
I'm doing it for just one reason, and it's a reason that I use for almost nothing else in my life. I'm doing it because it's purely fun.
Is it?
Every day I do one book review in 140 characters.
Oh, that's really a great idea.
On Twitter. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And then it automatically shows up on my Facebook. My Facebook page. So,
okay.
I was just saying that because I just reviewed, because this morning I did Nathaniel Philbrick's book, The Last Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Sitting Bull, Custer, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And he did a magnificent job on that. And so if anybody's like going to that part of the country, then that's the kind of book I would definitely recommend. Because when I read that book, I sort of felt like I wanted to have a landmass map so I could follow, you know, where Custer's troops were and where Sitting Bull was attacking from and all of that. Oh, it's a great book. But anyway, so I just wanted to get in that I was tweeting because I'm so proud of myself to be so au courant.
I'm proud of you too, Nancy. I am really proud of you. Maybe you can teach me how to do this on October 21st. Okay. Nancy Pearl, and she gave you the her email address too, and she will respond to you in case you have a very, although her book has a lot of obscure countries, but if you have a place that's not in the book, nancy@nancypearl.com, she will respond to you. Nancy is our guest this hour. Her latest book is Book Lust to Go, Recommended Reading for Travelers, Vagabonds, and Dreamers. John Munson joins me in our Milwaukee studios. This, of course, is also our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, and we want to bring you into discussion with people like Nancy Pearl, which we do really all the time. Your gift of any amount right now will make a big difference as we raise money that we need to keep these discussions possible. So please give now, WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
And Kathleen, we need 80 pledges before 11 o'clock this morning. We have made a start on that goal. We're not there yet. Thank you to those people who have already given. If you're not in that group, well, get with it. Help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your show. You can talk whenever you want.
Not over you, because then they can't hear the phone numbers. I like this, though. Let's get with it. That's good. Let's get with it.
No time like the present.
Exactly. All right, a little more creativity down the road here. That's all right. No time like the present. Nancy Pearl is our guest, and if you can give us a pledge of $120 or more, we are so happy not only to send you Book Lust to Go, but we're inviting you to come to our live broadcast at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Nancy will be our guest, and we'll be talking about books. She will sign this book for you there so you can actually meet her in person. She'll sign the book. Or if you can't come to the event, she'll sign the book anyhow. That's our thank you gift when you give $120 or more. And here's how you pledge. Once again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's get with it.
Oh, I started something now. I can just tell.
Yes, you did.
Well, you know, Kathleen, one of the great things about listening to your show and about all the other shows on the Ideas Network is we really work hard to be as timely as possible when choosing topics and guests. I'm just thinking of a few recent shows. You've done shows on the politics of North Korea. I mean, wow, what a fascinating and a lifelong investigation that would be. Donna Brazile, the discovery of an Earth-like planet surrounding another star. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there that you've been talking about. Well, maybe that's why you've attracted so many loyal listeners over the years. In fact, I would just about bet on it. People want to hear these in-depth discussions that go beyond the daily headlines. Well, it's you, the listener, who make this kind of thing possible when you make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step that began really a journey. It's a great journey.
Well, take the next step then and be a financial supporter. The step from listener to supporter is, well, it's very simple.
You decide how important WPR is to you. You decide how much you want to give, and then you make your pledge. So get with it. Next step now.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
These days, we're all global citizens, and as you know, National Public Radio, and we as well, pay very deep attention to what's happening in the rest of the world. It matters to all of us. It's why WPR and NPR is so important. We talk with experts in all fields from all over.
Well, we get the news from our own backyard and from around the world. Because you value being an informed global citizen, make a pledge to the station that keeps you connected at WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
You may have made the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but you're looking for the best way to fit that into your budget. A sustaining membership may be just what you're looking for. You decide on the monthly amount to be deducted from your bank account or your credit card, and then you set it up to be ongoing.
Sustaining, automatically renewing memberships are powerful because they are cost-efficient and reliable for Wisconsin Public Radio, and convenient and affordable for you. It's a heck of a deal. Choose a monthly amount and become a sustaining member right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. To say thanks for your ongoing contribution, we'll have a tree planted in Wisconsin
nice.
On your behalf.
Very nice. Our goal this hour is 80 pledges. We have 10 pledges right now, so we're moving along. No, we don't. We have 11 pledges right now.
Yay.
Yeah, so let's move ahead. This is an important hour because of our thank you gift, too.
Well, with your pledge of $120, that's just $10 a month, ask for Nancy Pearl's new book, Book Lust to Go. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, John. And we do hope you'll pledge this hour and you'll join us for our live broadcast with Nancy Pearl at the Milwaukee Art Museum on October 21st. Nancy's latest book is Book Lust to Go, recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. We have one line open if you've been trying to get through. 800-486-8655 is our number. And our email address, if you'd like to use that, is talk@wpr.org. Shirley from Fond du Lac is our next caller. Nancy, hi, Shirley.
Hello, and it is a blessing to get public radio. I've only been able to do it the last year on a continual basis. It is wonderful.
Great.
What I did want to speak on is just a comment. I rafted through the Grand Canyon for 8 days this summer.
Oh.
It was life-changing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and actually I think it's more book lust. I have a whole section on the Grand Canyon area, and I think in Book Lust to Go, I've included some of the newer titles as well. But an author that you might want to take a look at is Craig Childs, Childs. He's a naturalist and a river guide, and just has a deep love of nature and the land. And I wasn't enthralled with his newest book, although that could have been my mood. But some of his earlier books just blew me away.
Now, there's an adventure I would like to take. Wouldn't you, Nancy?
I would. I'll go if you... Well, I don't know.
You want to go?
Well, I would say I'll go if you'll go. But I want to go on one of your trips with your high school friends. Or, you know, with your friend. Not your high school friends. But the annual trips that you take with
you
your...
You do? You yeah. want to go with us?
Yes, I would. I'm so envious of that.
Well, we're going to Washington, D.C.,
When are you going?
We're going. When are we going? Somebody tell me.
Well, I hope that March? You're going to some more exotic place.
Well, we're going to go to more exotic places. We're just taking it a step at a time. We start with Springfield, which to me is exotic, and then Washington. Where do you want us to go next?
Oh, like Madagascar.
Okay, you're on.
Now, but I have to say, I know that you were talking during the pledge break about North Korea.
Yes.
And Barbara Demick has a brand new book out. I have a whole section on North and South Korea in Book Lust, in Book Lust to Go. And there's a wonderful, wonderful thriller for people who love mysteries. There's a great one by Gus Lee, which is called Tiger's Tale.
Okay.
And then there's a series of mysteries set in North Korea by James Church.
Okay.
And Inspector O is the detective. But there's this nonfiction by Barbara Demick, which I highly recommend, called Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea.
Great.
you know, and it's a country that's hidden to us, basically, and to have just little glimpses as we're getting from different points of view as we're getting in from these books is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jean in Oshkosh next. Hi, Jean.
Good morning, Kathy and Nancy. I do have a suggestion, but first, Kathleen, when you were in the earlier segment with Vonnegut, the joie de vivre in your voice gives lie to the statement that you made about your age.
I don't often say how old I am.
Such a sheer pleasure to listen to you. You make my day.
Thank you, Gene.
Well, you're welcome.
You just made mine, sir.
You know, and I'll get to my suggestion in a minute, but you're doing something. I don't know if you're doing it overtly, but you are putting a fresh new face on Milwaukee and the greater Milwaukee area. You've had programs that have centered on that, but you are a superb spokesperson of talking about a city that was the fourth poorest city in the country, and I'm a native Milwaukeean, and you're doing a job of changing that image of Milwaukee, and I think you should be congratulated.
Whoa, Gene, thank you very much. Tell people to pledge. What the heck, as long as we have you on the line.
I do. Now, for Nancy, has Nancy ever come across the author, and I'm going to spell it, first name, A-T-U-L, second and last name is
G-A-W-A-N-D-E.
Oh, Nancy, you're good.
W-A-N-D-E.
Yes, Atul Gawande. He is a wonderful, wonderful writer, and I included his earlier books in the first two books because his books are about, he's a physician, and they're about, you know, medicine. But he had an article in a recent New Yorker magazine about end-of-life care that everybody should read. I can't wait till this shows up in a book.
Really?
Huh. Oh, my
gosh.
And I'm a little hurt because I thought my enthusiasm belied my age, which I am feeling is greater and greater than I fear.
Oh, we're just women of a certain age, Nancy.
Yes, we are.
You're never going to catch up with me. But there's more to it, Nancy, than just the physician's point of view. I think his writing covers the support staff, the nurses, the investors in healthcare facilities, certainly the doctors, the insurance companies. In other words, his books address all of the issues that are in the healthcare bill that we passed this year, and that, you know, we will probably work on in subsequent years. So I see him as more than just a physician writing about physicians, but he is also talking about the whole milieu of the healthcare facility.
And I totally agree. And he is a wonderful writer. I mean, he is a really good prose stylist.
Mm. Thank you, Jean, so much for your call. That was great. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. You start, I believe, and I'm amazed how much I've liked the books about Afghanistan. And you include Afghanistan, which is really front and center, or should be, in our consciousness.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, one of the books about Afghanistan, which I didn't want to re-include in this book because I included it before, is by Laurie Moore. And it's a historical novel based on two real people who traveled to India and Pakistan and were with that first, traveled with one of the husbands who was a colonel or something in the British Army when the British were decimated in that, you know, Afghanistan. Nobody it has been the center of so much imperial conquest dreams, and from the British on, or I'm sure even before that. But you know, always when I'm looking for books, I'm looking for the stuff that's a little bit unusual. Nadim Aslan's book, which is included in the Afghanistan section. These are wrenching books to read, but they're so well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We go next to Orville from Madison. Hi, Orville.
Hi. Morning, ladies. I just want to endorse the book that was mentioned earlier.
Okay.
It's Travels in West Africa by Mary Kingsley.
Oh, good.
Mary Kingsley is 100% genuine feminine hero. She's a person that every young woman should read about.
Hmm. Yep.
And there's also a story of her life called A Voyager Out, which is probably a little easier to read for young people.
Uh-huh.
But I want to ask Nancy to look up those books and try to recommend them to young people. These are great books.
Oh, I learned about them by... Oh, that's so good to hear. Yes. Yeah. No, they're wonderful. I mean, partly because you see her breaking out of her kind of straight-laced life and just going to Africa because she loved the country so much. And talk about being respectful. Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
That's her. Yeah, they're great.
Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Baltimore for a moment because you know how things come up. All of a sudden you hear something and then it's all over the place. Baltimore, you write about Baltimore and you say that you couldn't imagine going there without first watching the TV program, The Wire, which
right.
He just got a big, what did he get?
A MacArthur grant. He's married to the mystery writer, Laura Lippman, who sets her Tess Monahan mysteries in Baltimore. And you get in those mysteries a real sense of the place.
Ah. I'll have to start seeing this show. I haven't seen any of it. So.
Oh, yeah, you can check it out from the library, I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, Nancy, well, pick just a couple other... We're in this pledge drive, so we have to make some money. But pick another place, a couple other places that you, with all your heart and mind, really will go to before you're not here anymore.
Well... I mean, it's easier for me to do it through the books. I would love to go to Chile because of Sarah Wheeler, who wrote a wonderful book called Travels in a Thin Country. And she's a very adventurous young woman, and I kept thinking of my very adventurous daughter. And all the time I was reading Travels in a Thin Country, I thought, oh, you know, her poor mother. and then she wrote a great book about Antarctica. So, and I would like to go to Antarctica.
Really?
To see. Yeah, I would like to do that. And I'd like to go to India in the 1930s. So I think that might be a little bit impossible. I just want well-written three-dimensional characters, and I don't really care where they are.
Right. you know, I was thinking, what should we wear to the art museum? Do we have to?
Oh, I was going to ask you that.
Oh, you're kidding. Were you really?
Yes.
I need something. I'm not, you know, unlike John Munson, who's always looking sharp, I just have never had a sense of fashion. I just don't. So think about it, and I'll think about it. Maybe we can send each other emails.
Okay. Too bad you can't, you can't do this. I was going to say sneak a trip down here to Seattle to go to my Eileen Fisher store because they will take care of you. That's basically who dresses me.
They dress you? That's what I need, somebody to dress me.
Yep.
Yeah,
they
I like
dress
that.
You. So, so you could go to your local Eileen Fisher store and say that your friend Nancy Pearl is a customer of Ramona and Sue's at the Seattle Eileen Fisher store, and Nancy said, you should dress you, Kathleen, like they dress me.
What if we show up in the same outfit?
Well, that would be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Think about going down to Colorado. I think we would have a great time.
Okay.
I really
All
do.
Right.
All right. Thanks,
okay.
Nancy. We'll see you soon.
You so
we'll see you soon. Nancy's going to be with us October 21st, and Rhonda will tell you more about that in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. Well, Here we are again, and we are in a fall membership drive, a very important drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn, John Munson joining me again, and Rhonda Fanning is here as well. We're here today to raise money in support of all of these programs. We want to, because we just said goodbye to Nancy, give you just a little more information about the event that's coming up. First, her latest book is Book Lust to Go. Recommended reading for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. John Munson is here, and Rhonda Fanning wants to tell you a little bit more about our thank you gift this hour and the special event coming up.
That's right. We're going to have a live broadcast with Nancy Pearl and Director of Exhibits for the Museum, Lori Winters, on October 21st. It'll be during your normal hours from 9 to 11. We just hope that people get to the museum shortly before 9. We're going to have copies of the book. Anyone who pledges this hour at the $120 level is going to get a copy of the book. We'll lug it down there for you, pass it out, have Nancy sign it for you, and then you'll be on your way. Anyone who can't make it but still wants to pledge and get a copy of the book will also take those to the museum and have Nancy sign them and then mail them to you. So if you can make the event on October 21st at the museum, there is an e-vite on our Facebook page. People can go there and RSVPs just so we kind of have a good idea of how many people to expect.
We're going to have such a good time.
We are.
I'm really looking forward
Me
to
too.
It. And Nancy is too.
She is.
Yeah, this is, it's good.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda Fanning, we thank her for organizing that event along with Chrissy Pease. John Munson joining me again. And, well, we need to tell you, you should give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Hi, John.
Well, hi, Kathleen. We have a little bit of a hill to climb here in the last moments of this hour of the program. We're looking for 58 more pledges in about the next 7 or 8 minutes, and you can do that if you go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's what keeps us on track to support the programs you count on, programs like the one you've been listening to for the last 45 minutes or so. Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, please do it now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge and ask for Book Lust to Go from Nancy Pearl when you give $120. Please pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you've been enjoying the conversation with Nancy Pearl about her travel book, Book Lust to Go, reading recommendations for travelers, vagabonds, and dreamers. We'll take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day, like this one, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's pretty easy to give. All you have to do is get a hold of us at WPR.org or you call 888-202-2552. We need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you would like to pay for it.
Well, and here's a handy tip. Use a credit card if you can, because that saves you and WPR both time and postage. Or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. And don't worry, we don't share your personal information with any other organizations. Please give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for the citizens of Wisconsin to be pretty well informed. I think Wisconsin Public Radio does a very good job of presenting both sides of an issue. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about it. Plus the diversity of programming that's there. There's always something that will touch different people in different ways. I'm Kay Tenorelli, and I'm a Wisconsin Public Radio Association board member. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for local, national, and international news.
And I'm Kathleen Dunn with John Munson. We're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support, a big part of why this program is available to you right now. Please make your donation in support of the programs that you really count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Help pay for these programs you enjoy so much, the programs you depend on. We are not quite at our 80 pledge goal for the hour, and we have just a few more minutes to make it. So please make your pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. 1-800-522-4752.
You can decide the amount of your pledge, but if you can give us $120, Book Lust to Go by Nancy Pearl is yours. It's a wonderfully interesting book with all kinds of travel recommendations of books you should read so you'll deeply understand a country, both fiction and nonfiction. $120 or more, and she's going to sign the book for you as well in person if you can join us at the Art Museum, or she will sign it and we'll send it to you. So please do that. It's only happening this very hour. 800. It's get it right, Kathleen. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
When you support WPR, of course, you're supporting the Wisconsin idea to bring the resources of the university to the entire state. Well, not every state has that idea. Not every state has such high-quality radio like what you hear daily on WPR.
So we're asking you to make your pledge now, and it's very easy for you to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you would like to pay for it.
Well, you get to decide the amount. It's very democratic that way. You pick it. You're the one in control. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to support non-commercial radio. If you can, how about considering a gift of $1,000 or more?
Yeah. Thanks, John, very much for being with us. Your help is always appreciated, and your good cheer as well. Thank you. And a reminder, Nancy Pearl will be at the Art Museum with us, so this is a great hour for you to pledge. You can have your book in hand when you're there with her. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour. Thanks to John Munson for coming here to pledge with us, and to Chrissy Pease for on-air production. Thanks for your pledges, everybody.